All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into something pretty incredible,
Yeah.
the world of endurance riding.
Yeah.
But we're not really focusing on the horses today.
Right.
We're looking at the rider's mindset.
A mental game.
Yeah, the mental toughness it takes to compete in these grueling races.
Absolutely.
And to help us explore this, we're going to be looking at a blog post
Huh?
by an endurance rider named Karen.
Cool.
It's called The Endurance Rider's Mindset.
All right.
And I think what we're going to discover is that a lot of the strategies that endurance riders use
Yeah.
can be applied to any challenge in life.
Absolutely. Like goal setting and resilience.
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's jump in.
Yeah.
One of the things that Karen really emphasizes in her blog post is the importance of staying positive,
Right.
even when things get tough.
Yeah. Even when you're at mile 80 of a 100-mile race.
Exactly, like she talks about hitting a wall during a race.
Oh, wow.
Instead of panicking, like most people would,
Yeah.
she started focusing on small victories.
Interesting. What kind of small victories?
Things like finding a shady spot to rest,
Oh, okay.
or feeling a cool breeze,
Nice.
or even just noticing her horse taking a deep, even breath.
That's interesting.
And she says that by shifting her focus to these little things,
Yeah.
it helped her to change her mood
Right.
and ultimately finish the race strong.
Well, it makes sense, right? Like, if
Right.
you're constantly focusing on the negative,
Yeah.
you're just going to get more and more discouraged.
Absolutely.
But if you can find those little things to celebrate,
Right.
it can really help you to stay motivated.
I also noticed that when she was describing these small victories,
Yeah.
she was really focused on the sensory details.
Right, like the feel of the breeze or.
Exactly. Yeah, almost like a mini meditation.
Interesting.
Do you think that's something that endurance riders consciously do?
Oh, for sure. It's all about staying present.
Right.
You know, these races can last for hours, even days.
Wow.
And if you're constantly thinking about how much further you have to go, it can be really overwhelming.
That makes sense.
So by focusing on the immediate experience, you know, the rhythm of the course, the
Yeah.
feel of the wind, the sounds of nature.
It helps them to stay calm and in control.
Exactly. It's like a form of mindfulness.
Karen also talks about the importance of enjoying the journey, which sounds kind of counterintuitive in a race, right?
Yeah, you'd think you'd just want to focus on the finish line.
Exactly. But she says that obsessing over the end can actually lead to tension,
Right.
both for the rider and the horse.
It's like that saying, a watched pot never boils.
Yeah.
If you're constantly focused on the outcome, you're not going to enjoy the process.
And you're probably not going to perform at your best either.
Exactly, because you're putting all this pressure on yourself.
So how do endurance riders balance that, the drive to win with the need to stay relaxed and enjoy the ride?
Well, it's a delicate balance for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have that competitive spirit.
Right.
But you also have to be able to let go of the outcome to some extent.
Right. Focus on the moment.
Exactly. Each step, each mile marker.
And that brings us to the concept of chunking,
Ah, yes, chunking.
which you mentioned earlier.
It's essential for managing these vast distances.
Right. So how does that work?
Well, instead of thinking about the entire 100 miles,
Right.
riders break it down into smaller, more manageable segments.
Okay.
So maybe they'll focus on reaching the next water stop.
Okay.
Or a change in terrain, or just a certain number of miles.
So it's about setting mini goals within the larger challenge.
Exactly. And it makes the whole thing feel less daunting.
So would you say that a seasoned rider chunks differently than someone who's newer to endurance riding?
Oh, absolutely.
How so?
Well, experience brings the ability to chunk more effectively.
Right.
A veteran rider might chunk based on their horse's energy levels
Okay.
or the anticipated difficulty of the upcoming terrain.
Right.
A newer rider might stick to more basic checkpoints.
Got it.
It's a skill that develops with practice.
And practice probably involves a lot of visualization.
Oh, definitely. Karen talks about that a lot.
Yeah.
Visualization is so powerful,
Right.
not just in endurance riding, but in any field where you have to perform under pressure.
Right, like athletes, musicians, surgeons.
Exactly. They all use it.
So how does it work for endurance riders?
While they might visualize themselves galloping smoothly,
Okay.
navigating a tricky obstacle confidently, or even just maintaining a strong posture in the saddle.
So it's almost like creating a mental muscle memory,
Exactly.
training your mind to respond in a specific way.
By repeatedly visualizing success, you're essentially programming your brain to react calmly and effectively.
That's fascinating.
Think about a time when you aced a presentation
Yeah.
or navigated a tough conversation. Did you visualize it beforehand?
Yeah, now that you mention it, I probably did.
See.
But what about when things don't go as planned?
Right.
Karen talks about learning from every ride, even the tough ones.
Absolutely. That's the growth mindset.
Right.
Setbacks are inevitable.
Right.
But they're also incredible learning opportunities.
So it's not about getting discouraged. It's about figuring out what went wrong.
Exactly. And how you can improve next time.
So each ride is a chance to gather data.
Precisely.
And become a more skilled and adaptable rider.
Karen's final 2 points are about self-compassion.
Yeah.
And remembering your why.
And those seem especially important in a sport as demanding as this.
They really are essential.
Why is that?
Well, endurance riding pushes you to your limits physically and mentally.
Right.
And it's easy to get down on yourself when things get tough.
Yeah.
So being kind to yourself, acknowledging your effort and resilience.
Right.
It helps you stay motivated.
And remembering your why helps you to keep going when you want to quit.
Exactly. It gives you that extra push.
It's all about finding that inner strength.
It makes you wonder,
what?
Why are we drawn to these deep dives?
Yeah. Why do we do this?
What are we hoping to learn or apply to our own lives?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is that we're all looking for ways to push ourselves.
Yeah.
To become more resilient, to achieve our goals.
Absolutely.
And what we've learned from Karen is that endurance riding is a powerful metaphor for life.
How so?
It's about setting ambitious goals, break them down into achievable steps.
Okay.
Staying positive, embracing challenges, and never losing sight of your passion.
Right.
And just like those riders on the trail, we all have the potential to achieve incredible things.
If we set our minds to it.
Exactly. One step at a time.
One step at a time.